During the unusually short session of the State Assembly yesterday, Democrats offered no amendments to change the budget, with Minority Leader Peter Barca saying it was beyond repair. All Democrats voted no, and three Republicans joined them. Barca said he hoped at least two Republican senators would follow their lead.
We did not want to waste our time on that floor. We are heading out. We'll be going to different parts of the state. We'll be reaching out to our personal media. We want those calls to come into those senators. We want them to pay close attention.
Republican State Senator Dale Schultz has been highly critical of the budget. Green Bay Senator Robert Coles has said he has issues with it too. If both join together, they could block the budget or demand changes today. But Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald told reporters he's not worried.
I think we're in pretty good shape. Yeah, I think we're in pretty good shape right now. I mean, I never like to assume anything, but I think we're in really good shape right now.
Assembly Republicans did make tweaks to the budget, including amending it to delay a provision, making it harder to block high-capacity wells. But the product up for debate in the Senate today was largely unchanged. It would expand vouchers statewide, decline federal funds to expand Medicaid, cut taxes for all income brackets, and bring back a structural deficit that Republicans erased in the last budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.